Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the Neverland Files podcast.
Today, we are celebrating random holidays of the month of March.
I love holidays, as is, you may have listened to me gripe, I guess is probably the better word, for the holidays that come up. But I'm excited about this because these are very obscure daily holidays.
Yes, we, as a joke, got a calendar as a family for Christmas that is a holiday for every day of the year. I think Corbin's going to link it in the description so you can check it out, get it on Amazon. And they have ridiculous things for every day.
Or are they ridiculous?
Some of them are pretty ridiculous, as you will see. But we have some movie recommendations / movie scenes that we feel fit these celebrations. So we're going to do a little Disney holiday mashup.
Holiday mashup with a dash of Disney. Okay. How was that?
Thank you, radio host.
I've been waiting for like a week to say that. A dash of Disney. Okay. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad you got it out of your system.
How do I do?
Par.
That bad. Okay.
That's pretty good.
All right. So, Cameron, you're going to start us off here because we're going to go in chronological order.
Yes. And we don't have, we're not doing all 31 days of March.
That'd be exhausting
just kind of,
to listen to.
Yeah. We just kind of, for the sake of you guys, we've just done a little picking and choosing.
We each pick six.
So,
Cameron's first one is the 4th of
Mine's
March.
The 4th of March. So we're going back in time. So you'd have to celebrate this one now, but that's fine. The 4th of March, everyone, is Toy Soldier Day.
This one seems a little obvious.
I did pick an obvious, but I picked a not obvious too. The obvious choice is Green Army Men from Toy Story. Obviously, they're in all the Toy Story movies. But if you want something, a dash of Disney for Toy Soldier Day that is less obvious, mate, I recommend the Tin Soldier from The Steadfast Tin Soldier in Fantasia 2000. Little teeny clip about a little teen soldier who is missing a leg and he fights the Jack in the Box for the toy ballerina. It is so charming and so sweet, and I love it. And it's only like 5-10 minutes long, so you can watch it really briefly to celebrate Toy Soldier Day.
I totally forgot about that. May I admit something?
Please.
Growing up,
oh boy,
toy soldiers and the cowboys and Indians, mm-hmm. little toys, mm-hmm. always wanted those. And I'd see them at the store. I'd go to a friend's
house.
Which
is funny because they're like 50 cents. I mean, it's not like you were asking for an Xbox. You were asking, you wanted like these little dorky.
Yeah, I always wanted them. And I was like, those look so cool. You can set them up. You can have a battle. It can, you know, pillows and blankets and terrain.
And the ones with the parachutes that never really parachuted. They just were kind of streaked the floor. And
I don't remember the specific day, but I finally got the opportunity. There was a big bucket of these toy soldiers. And I was like, this is the greatest day ever. I pulled them all out. And I started trying to play with them, and I was very underwhelmed.
Oh, sad.
I don't know why.
Corbin didn't have enough imagination to get them to do what he wanted.
I was like, they just waddle around.
This is so much work.
Their knees don't bend. There's no joints. So I was a little underwhelmed. But toy soldiers, on the surface, they seem like a great toy. So I like this.
Yes.
And in Toy Story, they took it to another level.
They did. They made them cool. And the Tin Soldier from The Steadfast Tin Soldier is so awesome. And you cheer for him 100%. He's the best. Check it out, guys. So good.
Totally forgot about that. So thank you for that recommendation.
You're welcome. Okay. Are you ready for March 5th?
Oh, March 5th. I think.
Which is also me.
Yes, that is you. I think we have a Toy Story theme going on. I'm just guessing. Go ahead.
Oh, did you see? Oh, my gosh. Are you predicting
predicting.
Oh, Corbin, you got it right. For March 5th, it's Cheese Doodle Day, which is like a Cheeto. And I totally picked Toy Story 2, Al from Al's Toy Barn, where he's eating those Cheetos and it's all over his shirt and his hands and
the bowl falls,
and then he burps in Woody's face, the Cheeto breath right in Woody's face.
Classic, probably the top five of disgustingly funny moments in all of cinema.
And Woody's like eyes are crossed as he's like batting away the smell.
With his hat.
Oh my gosh. Wow, Corbin, I'm super impressed. Yeah, guys, that's the only Cheese Doodle Disney movie I could think of. So there you go. Go watch Al from Toy Story 2. Al from Al's Toy Barn. Eat
on
Cheetos
March, next year, March 5th.
Yeah, or to catch up, you know, if you want to catch up.
Yeah, you've missed out on a lot of holidays already if you haven't been paying attention.
I mean, you're missing 10 of March, so we've got makeup to do. All right, Corbin, I think you get to play now.
Yes, it's my turn.
You have the 6th?
I have March 6th, which is...
some beautiful day. Corbin, you and your notes.
It is Dentist Day. I just want to get the right name. Okay?
Oh my goodness! Are
Dentist.
We, are you going?
Day.
Are you going Finding Nemo?
I'm
status?
Going Finding
oh
Nemo. All
my
right.
Gosh.
What a great opportunity to dust off Finding Nemo and watch Philip Sherman, the dentist. Did
P.
you know
Sherman.
That was his name?
I didn't know his first name was Philip. P. Sherman.
P. Sherman, but his name is Philip.
42 Wallaby Way.
Yes.
Sydney.
Which, as far as dentists go,
he seems like a nice chap.
He's very jolly, happy. He obviously inflicts pain. I will say this, though. A lot of people hate the dentist.
Yes.
I don't mind it that much. Maybe it's because I just take care of my teeth. Burn
no,
to everyone out there.
No, let us be clear here. There are people in the world, like me, who take care of their teeth. And no matter what they do, they still end up with cavities. And I think that's why I hate the dentist, is because it's like you go in and you've really tried hard and they're like, nope, you've got cavities. You got to come back again another day. And you're just like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't get any points for really trying hard because my body just rejects any type of.
This leads to a very interesting story in our family's life where my older brother, very diligent, brushing his teeth, and I was the kid that would
never brush my teeth. Oh, nasty.
I mean, it wasn't never, but you know, there's
close,
always an excuse.
Close enough.
And we went to the dentist, and he had like 8 cavities or something ridiculous. And I went in, sat down, 0 cavities, nothing.
He's like got food hanging out of his teeth, and they're like, oh, look, you're fine.
So I don't
it's
know what's
going on.
It's
in the going. Genes.
I did
genes.
Swallow like a bottle of fluoride tablets when I was little.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
So maybe that's my superpower. I have had cavities since then. But again, I mean, the scratching of the teeth is annoying when they're cleaning. But I just see it as...
it does feel really good afterward,
I'm being
though.
Productive. I'm laying down. Like, this is great.
This is really hard for me.
So there you go. Dentist Day, March 6th. For all you dentists out there, I appreciate you.
Okay. March 7th. We did kind of get on a streak here in the middle, didn't we? March 7th is Plant Power Day. And the little picture.
Just looking at the picture, I already know where you're going.
I know. It's so easy. The little picture is a plant with like the recycle sign. Guys, I'm recommending WALL-E. I just am. It's so good. I love WALL-E. WALL-E and Eve, they have that little plant that's in the old boot that they stick in Eve's little door. And they're trying to keep it safe. And that little picture just reminded me of WALL-E. So if you want to watch a charming little robot protect a plant, please go watch WALL-E and enjoy past celebrating
Plant Power Day. I feel like there's more to unpack with that.
Plant power?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe eat some, vegetarian that day.
No, it sounds more like the plants are taking over for a day. Like they're in charge.
Wow. Okay. Corbin's saying this too. I love that he didn't have enough imagination to get the toy soldiers to do what he wanted, but he's taken plant power and turned it into like an apocalyptic, the plants are taking over humans.
Toy Story ruined those toys.
That was a really big swing.
They were real. But anyways, plant power.
Plant
day.
Power.
All right.
So cute.
Okay. I have, we both have the 9th.
We do. And I'm thinking we might have the same one. I was feeling really proud of myself, like I was being really unique and pushing it.
I don't know.
Since you guessed,
I don't think we have
my Al's Toy Barn. So I want you to go first.
Okay, False Teeth Day, March 9th. I think this is very funny. I just want to know if there's a group of people that get together to celebrate these specific days.
Yes.
They get to like show their false teeth.
Yeah, it's a pride thing.
And they have stories to tell.
Celebrate how you are.
That one day they fell out of my mouth into the toilet or something like that. What did you do, right?
Into the toilet.
The hand goes in and then you're like, ah, like my hand's in the toilet. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
So False Teeth Day, March 9th. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have the same one as me. This goes to Jafar.
Oh no, definitely not the same one.
Jafar, when he is in the prison with Aladdin and he has those nasty,
<He's old>.
Disgusting teeth.
He's like,
those teeth are amazing. I want some of those for Halloween. I would, this is a great Halloween costume. You dressed completely as yourself and then just wear disgusting teeth
and
around.
And smile really big. So people don't see them and you look normal and then you smile huge and it's like, oh my gosh.
I think that's a great Halloween costume.
That's pretty good. Okay. I am proud, Corbin. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm just glad we don't have the same one because I'm really proud of mine. Mine goes to Jerry from Jerry's Chess Game. This is a Pixar short where the old man plays himself and it ends up being that they bet the false teeth. He pops them out of his mouth and puts them on the table. And that's what they're playing for, himself. He's playing himself for his own false teeth. I just love when he picks them up and sticks them back in his mouth after he's won and like smiles really big.
Everybody wins.
Yes. He's like, So that's that was my Disney false teeth moment. Go watch Jerry's Chess Game to celebrate retrospectively March 9th. Who knew there were so many teeth in Disney movies?
There are a lot of great teeth.
That's the fun thing about this is it makes you pay attention to very specific details in movies that you wouldn't otherwise. Like Cheeto hands in Toy Story 2. Where are their Cheetos in Disney? Ah, Al.
Yes.
See, there you go.
All right. The next one is March 11th. That is
tomorrow.
Well, we're recording this on the 10th. So on the 11th, World Plumbing Day.
World Plumbing Day, guys. You have to celebrate now because you know about it.
I'm not sure what to do with that. I feel like I should just drive around the neighborhood and when I find a plumbing truck, give the guy some cookies.
Or just be grateful that you have plumbing.
Yes, I think.
Maybe it's more of an awareness thing.
I want to do something a little bit more. You know, it's not, if you just kind of don't say anything, you're part of the problem, not recognizing plumbers out there. So you got to do something.
Plumber Recognition Day is a different holiday, Corbin. This is just plumbing.
They deal with a lot of crud.
Okay, what is your movie? How can we help people celebrate a Disney World Plumbing Day?
You know what? You're right. I was taking this a little out of context. It is World Plumbing Day, not Plumber Day. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that correction. Okay, so my World Plumbing Day shout out in terms of Disney, it goes to... Oh my gosh. I'm embarrassed.
I know what
Dawson,
it is.
Dawson, there we go.
Dr. Dawson.
From Great Mouse Detective, when he and Basil are crawling around through the pipes trying to keep up with a Widget.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Dawson goes the wrong direction, hits his head. No, not that way, not that way. So that is the shout out to plumbing in the Great Mouse Detective.
Yes, yes.
I keep wanting to call him Watson.
I know. It's Dawson.
It's Dawson.
It's Dawson.
Yes.
So there you go. If you want to get up close and personal with some Disney plumbing, Great Mouse Detective's got some of it for you.
Finding Nemo has some great plumbing in it, too.
Finding Nemo does have great plumbing. And what's that one? It's not a Disney movie. Flushed Away. The only thing I remember about that movie, it has mice in it, and there is some sewer moments, and they're jumping from a pipe into water, and he says, keep your legs straight when you hit the water. And then they miss. And smush their legs. And we all laugh at them. Okay. Am I next?
Yes, 14th.
The 14th, guys. So next Monday, okay, this is a very important holiday. Mark it on your calendars. Celebrate it with your families or by yourself. As I will be doing. Just kidding.
This one. Celebrating by yourself.
Or be alone.
Magical. Here we go.
Okay. It is Learn About Butterflies Day. Okay, so my Disney butterfly pay tribute moment is actually going to be to the bread and butterflies Alice in Wonderland.
Dear. Yes.
Guys, the pun is too good. They're so cute. They're pieces of bread with butter on the outside, and then they flap the two pieces of bread together to fly around. How clever is that? It's a bread and butterfly.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No, I just, Alice in Wonderland, everything about it.
How can you not get bread and butterfly?
No, I get the butter part, but the bread and the...
It's so clever and cute. Anyways, guys, if you want a little bit of butterfly action, there are bread and butterflies in Alice in Wonderland, the animated classic, which we will be watching soon because we all just want to hear Corbin rant and rave about how much he loves that movie.
There's butterflies in Snow White, right? When she's in the forest?
Yeah, but for like 2 seconds, and they're not iconic and memorable. Bread and butterflies are memorable.
I'd go with the Snow White butterflies.
Oh, brother. Okay.
The real ones.
Don't worry, guys.
The real
fake
ones.
We'll be celebrating Learn About Butterflies Day. I'm going to make Corbin watch Alice in Wonderland. Okay. Your turn.
No, it's actually your turn. The 16th, Camry.
Again? I feel like I'm the only one that is contributing to anything.
Well, I picked ones that were later in the month. Okay. So the 16th is yours, and I'm excited about this
one.
All
right, this is my last one, guys. Panda Day. My Disney moment for celebrating Panda Day on March 16th is Mushu riding a panda in Mulan.
Oh, yes.
He says, "You never seen a black and white before?" News from the general. Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you need to have a little bit of panda, Disney panda in your life, that's a good place to go. Of course, you could watch Kung Fu Panda, not Disney, but still fun. But if you need some Disney panda, Mushu riding is so good.
I love that panda.
So brief and so funny.
I just like how it's just munching
on bamboo.
And then it just walks up the tree, literally.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And the guy's just standing there. The only thing I could think of is it must be really dark so that he can't really see, because otherwise, like,
he's not very sharp.
What? Yeah. What are you doing? So anyways, that's the end of my holiday list, Corbin, and how I'll be celebrating. What have you got for the end of March?
I do like Panda Day. That just sounds like something I could really get into.
Yeah. Pandas are just kind of like cozy and snuggly and
nice,
cute.
Big panda, not made of panda, but blanket. So like it's got a panda face on it or something.
Yeah.
Jammies.
Or like a onesie, like my Chewbacca onesie, but a panda.
Or like panda desserts.
Panda. Do you remember that panda licorice we used to get at the health food store? Do you remember that stuff? It had a panda on the front of it with him chawing on bamboo. And it was black licorice and red licorice.
Well, that's what we'll be doing on the 16th.
Chomping on licorice. You betcha.
Okay. I have... Oh my gosh. I'm embarrassed.
Again, twice in one show. My goodness.
So we're going to go back one day to the 15th.
Okay,
I was out of
order.
Okay, I knew
it. I was like, I have been talking for way too long.
So we have the 15th, which is the True Confessions Day.
Okay. Oh.
So my question, it's not necessarily a nomination, but my question to you is, what character do you want to ask them a question?
And they have to be honest.
And they have to answer the truth.
True Confessions Day.
Yeah, because I think there are a lot of characters out there and movies where you're just like, what were you thinking? My True Confessions Day is this. Jennifer Lee, you're on the spot.
Oh my gosh, Corbin, let it go.
I want to know what is going on.
Stop.
With the writing of these movies. Ugh. With Frozen, with Zootopia.
Oh my gosh. She was not responsible for
Zootopia. I'm not saying she was responsible, but she would know. She would know.
True
and
Confessions.
She was in
Hook
the
her
room.
Up to a lie detector.
I want to know. So when you watch Frozen 2, The Making Of, and they close the doors as they're making this documentary, and they're like, you know what, you guys, cameras, you're going out because we got some serious things to talk about. True Confessions, I want the details. This is like Nixon. We're
you
taking
you
tearing
know who,
down.
Okay, I've got my True Confessions person.
Watergate.
And you have to, so they're
Frozen
up.
Gate. They're, that's what it is.
Oh my gosh.
True Confessions.
Stop.
What happened behind those closed doors?
Somebody shut him up. My True Confessions. And this is, you hook them up to a lie detector so they cannot lie.
Well, I mean, those don't really work, but I mean, that's a nice concept.
They're going to, a truth serum. You have a truth serum.
Okay, yes, good.
There we go.
What
so
is
they
it,
can't
Harry
lie.
Potter? Yes.
No, truth serum's a real thing. They don't call it truth serum, but there's like a chemical that you can inject in people. Anyways, truth serum. I want to hook it up to Emperor Palpatine. And I want the down low. I want him to clarify, was there actually a plan B, C, D if Vader threw you down the tunnel? Is there reasons for Star Wars fans to be yelling at each other over the last three movies? Or was this actually a part of your plan all along? You know what I'm saying? Let's put this to bed and see how devious you actually were. Or was this just... Did J.J. Abrams bring you back from the dead and you were like, leave me be. I don't want to come back.
Palpatine is in the shambles of the Death Star saying, please do not resuscitate me.
Yeah, he's like, no, let me be here. And here comes J.J. Abrams. It's like pulling him out of the rubble.
Or
the
his
rubble.
Clone or whatever that
Yeah, I
want to
know, like, what was your plan?
I don't.
Was
I think that's a question for J.J. Abrams.
I think
like,
that's
what
a
were
legit
you thinking?
Character question. Because you said which Disney character, and then you went off on Jennifer Lee. So I was trying to pick a character. I was trying to play
Oh, you're playing
fair.
By the rules?
Yeah. Corbin
Congratulations.
Makes rules and breaks them.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
What a citizen.
Glad I could be here.
Inspirational.
Today. You're all welcome.
Okay. Let's jump ahead in the calendar a little bit to the 30th.
Ooh, okay.
March 30th.
It's a couple weeks.
I think this is a delightful day. This is one of those days you could really, I mean, the Panda Day is kind of fun, but mm-hmm. this one I could really embrace. But it has to be a nice day because it's a take a walk in the park day.
That is lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
It's that time of year where, like, I do love spring, and it's fun to be outside when things are just starting to come to life.
May I propose something? And this may just totally backfire. But there is an hour-long holiday on the 30th where the world shuts down, and everyone
goes on a
must
walk.
Go out into a park.
Oh,
and walk.
But then if everybody's in the park, it'll be really crowded and everyone
wouldn't it
be
kind
grumpy.
Of fascinating, though, to see how many people you could fit in these parks?
Okay.
It would be like in Robin Hood where they're going out and getting into the umbrella and people are like pushing one end in and people are popping out the other
end.
It
would be I say we all just take an hour break and you just be outside. I don't think you have to be in a park, but it would be fascinating to all of a sudden, like 2 o'clock, like everybody walks out their front door and looks around and is like, hey, neighbor.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to be outside.
Turn off the TV.
It's like the inauguration of good weather and happy outdoor times.
Yes.
I
think this is a good idea.
Okay, so what's your Disney version of this?
So we hashtag it up, right? We're going to start a movement here. A couple weeks, take a walk outside. You know what's going to happen is we're going to be the only ones out there, right?
Everyone's like inside in front of their TVs like losers.
Oh, my goodness. But I think we should do it. I think it'd be fun. Let's see. Oh, what was I even talking about here? The Disney component here. I like this one a lot. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Take a walk in the park day. I believe that Amelia from Treasure Planet.
Oh, I'm thinking through this as you're saying this, okay?
Needs to take a walk in the park day. So she can take Dogbert for a walk.
Dogbert. His name's Dilbert, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got sorry.
Is it? You always call him Dogbert. Because that's your favorite character from that comic you like to read.
From and Dilbert. But Dilbert or Dogbert or whatever his name
her
is.
Her husband.
Amelia, take the dog for a walk in the park so you can find true love. Just as Anita and Roger did in 101 Dalmatians.
So you're saying that she should take her husband for a walk so she can leave him there and leave with somebody else.
Yes, exactly. Right? Because we both agree that this relationship does not work.
See,
it is too weird.
Here's my thing with Amelia and Take a Walk Day. I feel like she would be like the drill sergeant version of this, where everyone has to like keep up with her and have like a certain length of a stride and we have to keep pace. And it just wouldn't be relaxing with her because she's kind of.
It's not
all
about
business.
Relaxation. It's
it
about,
is.
It's about meeting somebody like Roger and
okay,
Anita.
Okay.
Anita was the more strict.
I would choose somebody who would be a little more fun. Like Fred McMurray from Follow
this
Me
Boys.
This
isn't about fun. This is not about entertainment. This is about helping her
we're not communicating,
find
guys.
A better match. Because Dogbert, Dilbert, whatever his name is not a good match. I like him. He's a nice guy.
Okay, you go and set Amelia up with somebody, and I'm going to go with Fred McMurray from Follow Me Boys. And we'll just wander around in the trees together.
I'll need some help.
And like do old timey Boy Scout things together.
I'll need some help with Pongo to do the matchmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about, there's an impromptu award. Best matchmaker, Pongo?
Well,
big
I mean, he wasn't matchmaking his owner. He found someone he liked and was like, I'm going for it.
Same thing.
He was his own best matchmaker. He's like, I know what I need in life. That pretty thing right there.
It worked out. There you go.
Okay, Corbin.
Good job, Pongo.
Do you have any other days and
yes,
holidays?
My last one.
Your
which
last
is the
one.
Last day of the month.
Ooh, okay.
March 31st.
Sending March out on a high note, hopefully.
I don't know how we all celebrate this, but this is Eiffel Tower Day.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. We tried to celebrate this and got kicked back into the United States quite quickly.
We looked at it.
We
but
did, from a distance.
Eiffel Tower Day, I wonder if this is one of those things where they actually do something at the Eiffel Tower or if this is just Americans or
I'm
some
sure
random
it's
person
Americans
that's
just being
like,
Americans.
I like the Eiffel Tower. Let's put it on the 31st. So, this is not a Disney character, but this is a little shout-out.
Oh,
you ready for this?
Boy. Wait, it has to be Disney
hold on,
something.
Hold on. It's important to me, okay?
Boo.
This goes to my wife. She loves
Paris.
Oh, I
take back my booing now. Now I feel guilt.
This goes to my wife. Because we just went to Disneyland this last week, just me and her, couples trip. It was delightful. 2 days running around the park, having so much fun, eating good food, being able to look at parents who are grappling with their angry child, sad child, tired child.
Gotcha.
And we could look at them, we could empathize with them. We could smile and, you know, acknowledge them and their struggles and their challenges. And yet we were able to just have such a fun time. So I wanted to give a little shout out. Eiffel Tower Day. She loves France. We went to Disneyland. I don't know. There's the connection, but good for her.
Okay. I have confirmation of something. There is some sense to these guys, apparently, at least in this case. March 31st was 1889 was the day the Eiffel Tower was dedicated. So there you go.
There you go.
That is dedicated in Paris in a ceremony presided over by Gustave Eiffel, the tower's designer, and attended by the French prime minister.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Little history nugget.
When we went to the Eiffel Tower, we were supposed to go to Disneyland Paris. Did not happen. We're going to make this happen at some point.
Yeah, we're going to try and have a round two.
And when I mean we, I think I mean just me. But
I will say this.
I'm doing it.
I will say this. I tried to look at Disney movies that take place in Paris because I was going to pick this day. Of course, number one that comes up is Ratatouille.
Don't like that.
Nope, can't do it because you don't even spend any time in Paris. You spend it with the rats in the kitchen.
It's a beautiful kitchen.
I don't want to... Eiffel Tower kitchen. I'll take the Eiffel Tower. Hunchback I love, but the Eiffel Tower isn't made yet because it takes place in medieval France. No. So that doesn't work.
So we need an Eiffel Tower movie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need a movie that's a little more... But there was the Aristocats. And you do get that shot where they're in the carriage at the very beginning and the Eiffel Tower is there. So that's kind of nice. Also, little shout out to the movie Anastasia. I think they just took that off of Disney Plus. I don't know. But Anastasia has some good Paris vibes. If you need something to celebrate Eiffel Tower Day, I would go Aristocats or Anastasia.
So basically you're saying you don't like what I just said and you're trying to...
Well, no, I'm also trying to offer...
something Disney related.
Something Disney related.
Okay.
Because that was very sweet. I mean, you named a child after Paris, for heaven's sake. So I get it. I get it. I'm just giving the Disney folks some Disney stuff.
Can I... And I'd like to also say, if you like Disneyland, go without kids. It's okay. It's fun. Some people kind of look down on that. They're like, well, that's a little kid place.
Guys, you will go by and you will have a grand old
and
time.
And this is what I figured out this last trip. And I think we've talked about this before. Going to Disneyland and getting on the rides, the whole experience is like playing a game. Because you're constantly trying to figure out how do you maneuver, get on rides quickly.
What ride next? What food next?
Get your lightning lanes. You're trying to be as efficient as possible. I think it's like a game. That's where I get my energy from.
Giant problem solving.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that.
So, there you go.
All right, guys. That is our celebration of the holidays in March and our Disney suggestions for things you can tune into to help celebrate these fun holidays. Like we said, this calendar, you can find it on Amazon. It's by TF Publishing. 2022's Every Day's a Holiday Wall Calendar. It's got little cute pictures that go with it. And you can actually look at the month of March on Amazon. It's got the pictures so you can see what holidays we were looking at. And let us know if you have a holiday on there. When is your birthday? What your holiday is? And we'll see if we can recommend a Disney something for your birthday holiday. Corbin, next week?
Next week we're going to do a spring break movie.
Spring break movie! Spring break. We're going to pick something that's maybe like warm and beachy that gives you spring break vibes or party-ish, something that's like a party. Corbin's looking really confused. Apparently, I'm not describing spring break.
No,
here.
That's great. I love that. The beach, fun, no school. So, yeah, we're going to we're going to have a movie review for next week, and we'll talk to you then.
This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram @The Neverland Files. Thanks for listening.